As we start the period of the 3 weeks, I think it's worth taking some time to go through the Perek of Tehillim 137, Kuflam Zayin, Al Naharis Bavel. It's something that the Shlach HaKadosh, and it's brought by later Poskim, say that we should be saying every day when we bench. Unless it's a day when we don't say Tachanun, in which case we do Shir HaMaros B'Shuv Hashem Es Shivas Tzion. So many of us do have the minhag of saying Shir HaMaros and Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's how we begin our benching. I think far less people say Al Naharis Bavel. But I'd like to humbly suggest that at least over the 3 weeks, whenever we bench, we do say that. And let's try and find the ability to express our emotions through this incredibly powerful chapter of Tehillim. Al Naharis Bavel Shom Yashavnu Gam Bachinu B'Zachreinu Es Tzion. By the rivulets of Babylon, there we sat and also wept when we remembered Tzion. The Gemara in Gittin, Daf and Zayin on the base, tells us that Hashem gave David HaMelech Ruach HaKodesh, Nevuah, and he saw the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. He also saw the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, because the Pasuk will say later on, Zachara Hashem, Livnei Edom. Remember Hashem, the offspring of Edom, the day of Yerushalayim, those who say destroy, destroy. And what you have here in this Perek of Tehillim, which was prophesied by David HaMelech but was said and expressed by those that were exiled to Bavel, is intense mourning of a once joyous nation who are now shrouded in the gloom of exile. We remember our former glory. We can't run away from our present degradation. So where were the rivers of Babylon according to the Psikta? It's Nahar Pras, it's the Euphrates. And even the river itself added to the agony of the Jewish people. When we were at home in Eretz Israel, we used to drink pure spring water or clear rainwater. Now all we've got is muddy, unclean river water. It wasn't good for health. And the Medrash of Yechonon says that the unhealthy water of the rivers of Babylon actually killed more Jews than all of Nebuchadnezzar's soldiers put together. Shem Yashavnu. Shem Yashavnu doesn't just mean at the beginning, says the Malbim, it doesn't just mean at the beginning of the exile. But it's later on, where Yirmiyahu Navi tells us we should settle there. Shem Yashavnu wasn't just the beginning, the initial shock of the exile. It was also B'Zachreinu Es Tzion, afterwards settled. And things actually got better for us. And we were living there, and we were more established there. The fact that life was better for us did not mean that we achieved any level of consolation when we recalled Tzion. That's what the Sfarno says. Although we spent 70 years in Bavel, we always cried when we recalled Tzion. So whether you understand this is the initial trauma of exile, whether it's the continuity of exile, either way, the Jew remembers Tzion, whatever our circumstances, realizing that our life is so incomplete when we're not in our homeland.